I don't think people should be allowed to snore on planes. I don't think if you're going to fly, you should be allowed to snore.
Can I respond?
No. This is Yap and Strap episode one.
This okay. sure is Yap and Strap episode one.
Hey! Welcome to Yap and Strap. My name is Alaire Thomas. This is England.
And we're going to do a lot of yapping. And
some strapping.
Maybe some strapping.
Give me a cheers.
All right.
Give me a cheers. Okay.
Oh, Celsius gives me a heart attack and I love it.
England. Can I call you England? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm been better.
Hold that thought. Hey, Meta, is the person in front of me gay?
Did it say yes?
It said you're a raging homosexual.
Well, that's embarrassing because I'm straight. Okay.
Well,
do you like my socks?
I love the socks.
This pointed.
It's the most feminine thing that I've ever seen you do.
It's a little crazy. Also this.
Yeah, and look at my, and you're like,
Me. I've been doing better. You want to know why? Because yesterday I did this funny, quirky little goofy thing where I mixed, flying to you, I mixed up the arrival time with the departure time. And so I was technically 2 hours late for my flight and I lost a lot of money. That's the whole point.
And you know what? I've done that on the way to the airport. On the way to the port, I said, we're going to make it. And then I said, why is it taking off? Why is the plane in the air?
Why is it taking off? You just looked up in the air and you were like, I said, that's my plane. You're like, that's the one I'm supposed to be on. I recognize
right
her
there,
anywhere.
Seat 1A.
You see it from the window. You're like, that should have been me.
My seat's empty.
But it's not anyone. So what's your yap and what's your strap? For those of you who don't know, a yap is something you want to get off your chest. You're over it. You've had it with. You just want to talk about it. You want to yap it. And your strap, you like it. You love it. You want to keep it close to you. You want to
strap it. You know? A little high five.
Yeah. Okay, what's your yap and what's your strap?
It kind of feels like what my mom used to ask me at the dinner table. The high or low? You know, like the high or low of your week.
Oh.
Okay, you know what? My yap, it's such a good thing, though, at the same time. I'm currently moving, and I'm tired of it. I did a slight U-Haul thing, a very slight, a very, very touch of the U-Haul. I moved a little bit closer to my girlfriend. Not in with my girlfriend.
Not yet.
Not yet. Who's to say? Yeah, and the move has been amazing, but you know a lesbian when they move. The tool belt is
and
out.
The bed.
The bed is out. And that's all you need. I actually have no other furniture, just a tool belt and a bed.
I'm looking at it right now.
You're and, sitting on it.
And is that what's up my ass?
That's my butt plug.
Okay. Okay, and what is your strap of the week?
Oh, man, I have so many. I kind of want to, like, I have so many.
You want to what?
I was just thinking.
You want to have somebody? You
no,
have somebody.
I have somebody. I have a lot of somebodies. My strap of the week is that you... fiance with ringer here.
Oh.
And my lovely girl.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got the whole team.
Gay power.
1, 2, 3. Alaire, what's your yap and your strap of the week?
I got a yap. I got a real yap. I don't think people should be allowed to snore on planes. I don't think if you're going to fly, you should be allowed to snore.
Can I respond?
No. I'm not done. Because, okay, you have to think about it this way. But actually, like, most people are, like, trying to sleep on a plane or, like, be comfortable. And it's, like, if you're loud, if you're being obnoxious, like, once in a while, forgivable. If you're snoring, like, trucker snore, off. Parachute off plane, I think.
How are you supposed to stop yourself from snoring, though?
Be a better person.
No, you're right. I agree.
No. They actually, don't they have those, like, nose things?
Those nose things that, like, spread
it open?
I don't
know, but, like, okay. Like, if it's a little snore, fine. But if it's full, like, what my dad used to do and shake the house, ejected from airplane.
As long as you have a chute, you're good.
No chute.
No chute. Yeah,
you're going straight into the jet.
Okay, and you said, what is my strap?
What's your strap of the week? But my strap of the week, something that I want to keep close to me, is so my fiance and I started going to couples therapy.
I love that.
Yeah, but we it's not like we're having any problems or anything
I'm
like
so
that.
I'm so proud of you. I know we were talking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we talked about that because I go to therapy normally just to make sure that I'm sane in the head, you know.
We're not.
We're not?
I said we're not.
Because we're not.
But who is?
Anyway, kind of like using it like normal therapy, like providing a safe space for us so that we feel like just in case we can talk about other things. Also, my fiance and I are getting fortunately very busy. And because of that, it's really hard to balance both a romantic life and also a bit like a business basically and like a work life, that work life balance. And so we're also just trying to find that and hoping that maybe a therapist could help us navigate. So that way when we're super, super busy, even though we're doing all of these things for our business, for ourselves, we also still have room for our love for each other.
Yeah. You're gay. I loved that. Can I tell you what I didn't love though? Is like, I really thought I was going to be part of the strap.
I also love England.
Okay, hold on.
What I will tell you, look at me.
Okay.
What I will tell you is this.
Is this going to make me cry?
Very pretty. I don't know. Okay. I don't think so. I don't think.
My mom tells me I'm pretty.
I've always wanted to start a podcast. I've always thought it would be really fun because I love talking to people and I also just love
talking.
I'm an extrovert. And so I've been really wanting to start this and I'm really glad that we've been able to do so. And I'm also grateful that our paths have crossed.
Me too.
Because of that, you've been wanting to do one again.
Yeah.
And so I think it was meant to be. And so, yes, you are a part of my strap.
Because
I am grateful that I get to be here and I get to do this with you.
I'm grateful as well.
Peace be with you.
And always with you.
Amen.
Yes. Okay. Beautiful.
If you're looking at us and you're like, why do you have glasses on? So these are Ray-Ban Meta glasses. I thought it would be really cool if we got a perspective, a little POV. Show them your POV.
My POV is the hottest thing I've ever seen, except for my girl.
Saved it. That way you can get a close-up of what we're seeing, which is
I thought for a second this was a lollipop, and I just almost went in on it. Imagine.
I don't think my jaw could unhinge like that.
Well, that's because you're a lesbian.
I don't like that you're assuming my sexuality.
This first episode is very much just...
It's very much
about, like, a get-to-know-us, mm-hmm. You know? We're going to get to know this boy over here. And then I will do it to myself. This boy over here.
We're going to tell you a little bit about ourselves, why we're talking to you, why we're speaking up, and also our coming out story, because I think that's important. England.
Yeah, buddy.
Why did you want to do a podcast?
A couple things into that. I wanted to do a specific podcast. I think one of the best things about doing a podcast with you is that we very much align on where we want it to go. I've always wanted to create a podcast that created a safe space for the queer community. And also had the funny banter. It had the bits and pieces of why wear a strap-on, what you can use with a strap-on. Just I think it can be extremely educational while also being funny. Yes. And I was looking for that, you know, that person to go into it with me and wanted the same kind of outcome. And I feel like you and I aligned so much on that. And we're gay.
Ooh, it's a firm shake. I like this.
Yeah, my dad taught me. What does the podcast mean to you?
Well, for me personally, it's an extension of what I already do online, what I already do for social media and my content. I made my content based off of like what I saw growing up when I was younger and the social media that I saw and the creators that I saw and what helped me become me and allowed me to actually find myself and come out and realize that I was gay. Doing a podcast is an extension of that. I get a lot of questions about sexuality and coming out and personal things. And I think being able to have a space where we're able to answer those and also potentially give you a little bit more insight and knowledge is exactly what I think this podcast will be and what it should do.
Yeah, I second that. I also feel like growing up, one of the main things that I hooked on to, which was really funny, was of course the L word.
And it never seen it.
That's like really fucked up.
I know. I don't know why I didn't. Well, growing up, I didn't know it was a thing. I genuinely didn't know it was a show. I didn't know it was a show until recently, and I have not watched it yet.
Super fucked up. I don't want to talk to you for a while, but now I know I have to.
Haha, you're stuck with me.
Yeah. I had the L word, and that was something that I really clung to, and it obviously shows you the chaotic drama infested life of queers, which is very true, unfortunately. But I also think having a podcast where you can answer those questions that as a kid you were really confused about, or even not as a kid, just really like in the beginning of your coming out moments, you have a lot of things that you are unsure about. Yeah. And something that you might want to try. You don't know how to try. So I love the ability to create something like we are about to do and have people ask those questions and feel like there's no limit of how weird or not weird the question might be. And just, you know, I want to give someone that space to come to and feel like they can say anything. And who's to say what they'll get back? But we're going to do our best.
I agree. How did you come out into the world and say, hey, I like vagina?
Vagina is me, and I am she.
Vagina. Oh.
You like that rhyme?
And together we're?
Scissors. Two peas and a scissor.
What did you say? Two peas and a scissor?
What'd you say?
Ginas.
That's funny. I was going to high five you, but then I got awkward. I was like, oh, they're not going
straight down.
Wait.
You weren't, like, open to me? Okay, why do you,
I'm always open to you. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. I've tried to wink at this camera so many times, and I probably look
Wait,
a little...
Wait, give your best wink right now.
Okay.
It's the way we...
Yeah, okay. Do you tilt your head? Oh, you're not tilting. Okay.
I'll do it one more time.
Can I see you do it now? Okay, ready? Go. Oh, your eyebrow does a weird thing. It goes like this when you blink.
Sometimes
Oh, my God, it does.
It depends on the day,
okay,
but sometimes...
Okay, I'll show you mine. You didn't ask, but...
I want to see it.
Okay.
Oh,
was it good?
I liked it. Wait, okay. Do it again.
Gets nervous.
Okay.
The feet. It's the feet. Oh, God. Can we, before we get into this, just really quick, put your hand up to your camera, buddy boy. Look at those nails.
Oh, yeah, we're matching.
Did you not know what you were doing?
No, you just said put your hand up.
So you do it.
I was like, I thought we were doing like a hand comparison.
We got the same nails. Where mine are a little different. I added some spiky spikes.
But we both
spikes.
Have ribbed for her pleasure. So we got matching nails. I got these last week. These are the first time I did nails since prom. And I love them because I think they're like an added-on accessory.
So my coming out story is a really exciting one, you know?
I actually don't know if I've ever heard it.
Okay, a lot of things around coming out happened quite sexually. I'm very fortunate to have a family that is extremely supportive. I was very much a kid that was like, this is me and that's it.
Okay.
My parents didn't really have a choice. They were like, you came out swinging. Like, I played hockey my entire life. That's a lesbian.
Gay.
Obviously, that already put me in a category of queer. But because I played hockey, I ended up going to boarding school when I was younger, around 13. Mm. My first boarding school that I attended was an all-girls boarding school. I mean, really, my parents just like set me up for it. They basically opened the closet red carpet and said,
that is lovely.
Here it is.
They opened the closet, the carpet fell out, and so did you.
No, I
you
rolled out.
With it.
I was just, I sprinted. I'm like, I love it here.
I love that for you.
So I went to this boarding school. I met this girl. I was 14. She was a little bit older. I was a freshman. She was a junior. And we just connected off the bat. But you know, back in the day when Apple came out with that beautiful thing called family photo sharing? Apple. That was a little fucked up.
What is that, Apple?
My girlfriend and I at the time, we were getting a little fun and flirty at the... Thank you. I love that. At the ripe age of 14 and 17. And we sent some photos to each other. Okay. Sent some photos to each other immediately. My dad's like, hey, honey boo bear. There's family photo sharing going on. Yeah. My dad goes, oh, if this is happening, would you tell me? I go, hell no. Literally photos to prove it. And videos, might I add. I was very sexual.
Were you fucking at 15?
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely. I also lost my virginity at 15. I don't know why I'm like, what?
You
did it before
marriage? Yeah. Then, fast forward, a few months go by. I have the girl come out to visit me. I thought, how cute would it be if I got a tent that had an opening and you could look at the stars?
This is the gayest shit I've ever heard.
Like, well, it gets gayer. So we got the tent, and during the day, we were feeling a little frisky. I took her into the tent, into that stargazing tent, and we started making sweet love. Sweet, sweet, delicious love. And my brother came by, and he saw us in the tent, and then he told my mom. Both sexual.
I'm the brother.
Yeah, Alaire came by
Don't
and
we
said...
Don't we look alike? That's what I thought.
Who looks like the younger brother?
That would be interesting. How old do people think we are?
How old do you guys think we are?
I want to know.
So you came out, I caught you, I told your dad.
You did tell my dad, like, and my mom.
She's a forget about it.
How did that go over? Your brother saw you scissoring.
He saw me scissoring, and he went and he told my mom. And my mom said, what kind of scissors?
And he said, yeah, like child ones or like full?
He was like, they weren't the child ones. They were sharp. She was definitely a little taken aback, but in the sense of she was just really sad I didn't tell her. Because my parents, as I mentioned, are extremely accepting and loving, and I'm just so blessed for that. So they were not angry for me being a raging queer. They were just...
Huzzah.
They were just sad that I didn't tell them. And then I came in and I said, I have a girlfriend. I tried to be bi for a while. I feel like everyone kind of goes through that phase where they think that they're bi for a moment. And that's great because... I mean, or you stay in that and you are bi. Mm. I went through the phase of it and I was like,
because there's levels to it. You have to go bi and then potentially something else and then full on lesbian. You can't just shoot to full lesbian. That's not.
If you've shot.
That's
up,
wrong. No.
If you've shot up, that's.
I mean, that's
all
like,
power to you.
I guess. What is that? A gold star lesbian?
A gold star is when you've never been with a man.
But isn't that.
If you've shot straight to the vagine. Yeah.
What would be ultimate gold? You're a gold star lesbian. You've never had a peener inside your vagina, and you knew that you were a lesbian from the jump. That's like
I've
lesbian.
I have some friends like that.
I gotta sneeze. I sneeze like a dad.
You do a lot of things. That was heinous. That was a heinous act. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Look at your dog. It's because.
There's no because.
It's because. Have a moment with me. Have a moment with me. It's because if I just or like keep it inside, it comes up. I keep having to sneeze.
What's
so I just really
have
to release
have a dad
it.
Sneeze?
My soul. I just have to release it. You know
like,
what I'm saying?
I gotta have a dad sneeze because I don't have my dad.
Dad is dead. Dead dad passed.
I was actually thinking in my head, can I make this joke?
Absolutely, absolutely. He died 5 years ago to like May 5th, whatever that is. Hi, Dad.
So anyway, yes, I did think I was bi, and I actually tried the man. I tried that ride. Hated that ride.
Tried that ride.
Wanted to get off that ride so fast.
Ejected from ride. Fell off ride.
No.
Let the roller coaster... go over me.
I would
never
lose,
got on that ride again.
I literally would have lost an arm and a leg jumping off that ride. I wouldn't have cared. Yeah. That ride was
my
least favorite.
They said keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle, and you said, fuck you.
So I did try to be bi.
You did
And
try.
Then I realized this is the version we like, and girls, it is. It's the women for me. What's your coming out story? I don't think I've heard it.
I'm so glad that you asked. I think you've heard Bips and Bobs-a-Rooney.
Boogaroos.
Boobs and titties. Anyway, I grew up in a very liberal household, but even though I was in a very liberal household, I didn't know that gay is not something that was modeled to me in society. It wasn't something that was talked about. I mean, sometimes like my dad or my mom would have gay friends, but it was always gay men and it wasn't women. So even, I think in elementary school, I started like maybe feeling like, something was different, but I didn't know how to name it because I didn't know what it was because I never saw it. Even like with movies and film and TV, I grew up when the L word was a thing, but I didn't know that that existed because again, it wasn't like we were always watching certain things like that. It took me a second to come out because... is my story boring you?
I'm so sorry. I knew.
Is my story boring you?
I could feel my yawn coming and I was like, don't
Am I boring you?
I could feel it coming and I was really trying not to yawn.
Fucking hell. Okay. I gotta yawn too though. What was I saying? Oh, girl.
All right. So.
Get this girl. So it took me a while to come out. And I had internalized homophobia because I grew up Christian, but I didn't grow up like super religious. But for some reason I was like no sex before marriage or like everybody else can be gay, but I can't
be gay.
You
didn't follow
like,
that one.
No, I did not. I didn't do a very good job. I was a sinner from the jump. But yeah, so I had internalized homophobia. And so if you yawn again, I had internalized homophobia and I still accepted people around me. And I actually ended up doing this thing that even when I started to like women and have actual crushes on women, I think I was in high school or middle school or something like that, I would always be like, I would have a crush on one girl, and then I would tell myself this story of like, it's only one girl out of 7 million people. I'm not bi, I'm not gay, I'm straight. Don't.
Why are you making fun of my story?
No, I'm saying that's amazing that you did that. I love
and
that.
And then it progressed. It would be two women, but I told myself the same narrative, and then eventually it got
50
too many
girls. And then it's fine.
50, but still, there's 7 million girls out there. I'm not bi, I'm not gay, I'm still straight. I just happen to think 50 of them are kind of
and doing a Trump accent.
I don't know why.
I said that same thing, but with men.
Really?
I was like, I've slept with 20. I'm not straight. God.
That's fair. I it's interesting how it like how we think about these things and how we like come
interpret
to conclusions
it, yeah.
because of it. And it did become too many women that I think I was like, all right, there's
tomato
this is
tomato.
This is suspicious. I came out later in high school because I also like I started to find my queer community. I found other like lesbians who were in my high school. You know, you kind of create a cohort of all the little lesbians. Those are their friends.
They come together.
Lesbians are friends with other lesbians.
Most times, yeah.
So I moved to New York about over two years ago, coming up on three. And when I moved here, even though I mainly liked women, knew I was probably just a lesbian, still slept with men because I thought they were just easier. And so even though I liked women, they are easy. You just have to be like, titties! And they go, oh! So even when I moved to New York, when I would go out, I would still dress for the male gaze. Because I have mommy milkers. Don't look.
I have negative milkers.
Because I took them all.
Yeah,
took
yours everybody's. Produce cow milk. Mine produce almond.
But I still would dress for the male gaze because that's all I knew, even though I still liked women. And then eventually, later, when I found most of my community and most of my friends actually were queer women or people who were non-binary or transmasc or whatever you want to say, that's when I started to come into my own and I started to dress a certain way. I started to, like, I cut my hair. I finally, like, came into myself. You come out and then you come into yourself.
I think that, yes. You come into yourself. It's a great point, and I think it's something that is not really talked about a lot, but coming out, such a journey and such a difficult thing to go through. Yeah. For me personally, coming out to myself was the harder challenge. Figuring out what I like, do I feel, like, am I feeling that internally yet? I know what I want to be, but I don't know how to get there. Like, it is a process. Like you said, I cut my hair and then, okay, a shift with fashion.
Other
and
things start. It's like a domino effect. Once you do one thing.
It's like a staircase. Yeah. Like, you're really just like, okay, now I feel like maybe I actually don't like men at all. Or maybe I do. Like, there's so many. You can be bi. You can be, you know, figure out your pan, queer, lesbian. Maybe all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, I feel trans. Like, you have so many levels to queerness. And I think that that's so beautiful. But it is a journey. And it's a challenge.
Well, and also, because why are you going to come out? Why are you going to come out when societally that's not, especially now? Well, back then, for sure. But even now, like, it's not accepted, especially if you don't live in super open, loving communities. You coming out and coming out to yourself and being like, I'm going to go against society and I'm going to talk to people about it. That's the hardest thing you can do, because most people are going to like shut you out, be like, I don't want to see it. Don't push your gay on me. All of these negative connotations to it. So of course that's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me about your social media. What do you, what do you do? What's your social media? We got your queer journey. Now what is your social media journey? How did you, who the hell are you?
My social media journey is new. It's been a few months and it's been amazing. High five.
Yes.
Alaire is like the best person to also have in your corner when you're starting your social journey, and they've been so, so helpful. But a lot of my content is wrapped around fashion and queer styling. Absolutely. I think that fashion says so much about who you are. It's not just the clothes that you're putting on, but it speaks to the way that you feel about yourself. When you dress in a way that makes you feel confident, you're showing confidence. And
showing up for the community.
You're showing out.
Showing up, showing out.
This next few months, I know where my content is going to go. It's going to elevate in such a great way. I just moved, so we're going to add in a lot of interior design. My dog, hopefully, is going to start doing something.
Look at your dog. I wish you can't see him. You know what I can do? Let me put on these glasses.
Yeah, Parker.
Can you see him? Can you see a little Parker boy?
Tell over them to there. Zoom in.
To zoom in. That's how you zoom.
Yes. You don't ask Meta. You just zoom.
I don't think I can ask Meta to zoom in on the photo.
It's a video.
Video. I don't think
really?
I can.
Really?
No.
Shit. Yep.
But next time. You viewers at home.
Oh, you're such a good gay. Anyway, so yes, my social media journey is really starting. I've added in some elements of my lovely partner.
I'm going to try yours.
And that's been great because she's a gray gal.
We love her.
Are you listening?
I am listening. I'm also drinking. I can multitask. She's a lovely girl.
No, they can't. What's your social game like?
I'm so glad you asked. I've been doing social media for about a year now. I started in March of last year. My fiance, I'm never going to shut up about that. My fiance, when we started dating, she had always been on social media because she's a model, but she started like actively being.
Sly way of tossing that one out there.
Because she's a model, okay? She's a model. My fiance, when we started dating, that's when she also started to put effort into social media rather than just modeling.
Yeah.
And so I always said that she was the perfect example of what it looked like to be your authentic self online and to cultivate that community. I really looked for inclusion and community online, like YouTube. Instagram wasn't really much of a thing yet, but on YouTube, and that helped me also that was also a big part of, I don't know if you heard that, but there was a dog shake. He did this. I'm going to recreate it for you.
An earthquake just
it
happened.
It was loud. And since that helped, that was also part of my coming out journey and finding myself, and that helped me come out. It's always something that I also, as I grew up, personally wanted to do, but I was so scared of like putting myself out online. Even though I'm goofy and silly, it's still vulnerable, and I'm still
absolutely
giving you a part of myself because there's a lot of negativity. I still get negativity, but you can put yourself out there and no one can give a crap. Not saying most people give a crap, but some people give a crap now. And so my fiance was the perfect example. I had always wanted to do it. And seeing that perfect example, I was like, okay, if she can do it and if she can create a community based off who she is, maybe I can. And then I set out to make at least one video every single day. I started getting traction, and then one video turned into three a day, at least on TikTok. And I was very fortunate that I was able to grow the exact community that I wanted. A lot of it is based off of story times, skits, things that I've learned. It's just I create in a way that helped me when I was younger.
Totally.
And what I also like, more things that I wish I saw and wanted to see. And so it's an accumulation of like my perfect creator. That sounds
I love
so
that.
Conceited.
No,
and I'm
no, no,
so
no.
sorry, but
I don't
like,
think so. I no? think that's a great I love what you're saying because I feel like my partner does like how you said your fiance with ring like showed you an authentic version. I feel like my girlfriend does the exact same thing, and it's really shaped this image in my head along with you and Jordan. I'm so fortunate to have met you guys because you helped me so much, and right now I'm very much creating like the following in the beginning of it, but I want to get into the storytelling,
so
and I want to show off, you know, you want a relationship with your audience. And I think those are the best creators. The ones that make a friendship and a relationship with their audience, because that brings them in. They know a part of you, and that's such a beautiful thing. And not a lot of creators do that.
It feels really purposeful. Like, I get a lot of DMs of like people asking questions, but also people like thanking me, which is beyond what I ever could. Again, because I throw like a shirt on my head and I make skits pretending to be my fiance. Like I didn't think that it would actually bring any good, but people have benefited off of it, which
totally.
I'm so grateful
making
for.
Making people laugh and also is it's a really powerful thing.
Well, kind of just another aspect, like I love making people laugh, and so being able to do that online on top of also being gay and being queer has been such a being gay and being queer has been such a great journey, and such a big like it is that in itself has allowed me to become more me, like by kind of like presenting in a like not presenting in a certain way, but presenting myself online has like taught me things about myself, and it's been a really great journey. And I too am also like trying to excited about what's coming and what I'm pivoting to. And I'm not pivoting too much. I'm still doing the same thing. I'm just trying to do it better.
Well, I think this being one of them, this is such an exciting next step and for both of us, you know, and being able to create a podcast, something that we both wanted to do for quite some time, is a next step in our content and things that we get to do together. There are some good videos coming from it.
There are going to be, I'm excited to see what this podcast becomes and what people think of it. And if people actually find, we want you to giggle, we want you to cry, we want you to learn something, we want you to do whatever else you do during a podcast that seems appropriate.
Or not appropriate. That's okay too.
We don't really have a name for this yet. What I did is I asked you guys questions on Instagram just for any kind of question that you may have. And we're going to try our best to rapid fire answer as many as we can. 2 minute timer, rapid fire questions. Go.
How do you deal with breakups?
Go to therapy, be with your friends, be around the people that you love. And also know that it was probably for a reason. And if it was meant for you, it will come back to you and find you.
Get a bevy with your friends and be outside in the sunlight. And honestly, sometimes I'm a firm believer if you got to get under someone else to get over someone.
Okay. Sorry. How do I get over stage fright? I'm so confident until I'm in front of people.
Does picturing everyone naked work for you?
No, absolutely not. For me personally, try to be as consistent as possible. I think it'll help.
Is it a baby?
Yes.
Maybe.
Can I ask you a question? No. Real quick, we have 10 seconds left. What's your favorite cookie?
Oatmeal raisin.
Mine too! Fuck! When we were setting up, I was like, I'm not going to tell you my favorite kind of cookie because I feel like, A, I want to surprise you because also anytime I do it, I get judged for it.
My dog just goes, fuck that she.
Your dog did not like oatmeal raisin cookie.
No, and people do judge. And you know what? Oatmeal raisin cookies warmed up.
It's
so good.
Your dog does not like it. I don't think anybody can see him, but he's here. And
he's
not.
He's so handsome.
He's so pretty. He's
God,
a pretty
boy.
Wait, hold on. Parker. Also, hot take. Wait, got to make sure these are warmed up. Hot take. I like Raisin Bran.
I love Raisin Bran.
Really? That one, no one likes.
No, I really
Everybody
like raisin bran.
Grandma.
You know what it is, though? It's the raisins, and when they're in the milk, they get a little cold.
Parker.
Are you a handsome?
How you doing?
No. These are new couches. Push them off. Oh,
but
he's
there's a little,
boy.
Look at how handsome.
Look at him.
Woo, Parker. Woo.
He's like, what did I do? What did I do?
That is Parker. You will maybe see him more often, hopefully. Okay, do you want to leave the people with anything else today?
I would just like to say that I can't wait to see where this podcast goes and what you guys think, the audience. This is very much an episode about getting to know us a little bit.
Hopefully this is good. Hopefully
Holy
this is
shit,
actually
today, Junior.
Informative of what you want to see, because this is something I've been really looking forward to a long time, and I hope that you love it just as much as I do.
Really looking forward to a long time.
Looking forward to
the words for me.
You know what? Working
I also want to say that the next episode might have a touch subject on sex, sexual awareness,
lesbian sex,
and finger condoms. I just want to close this out by saying how excited I am for this journey and what you guys think. And please, if you have any questions, let us know. We want to answer all of them.
Ask
as
your
many
questions.
As we can.
Tell us we're hot. We'll tell you you're hot. Say that Parker's hot. You can't see Parker, but Parker's hot.
Tell me I'm pretty.
Not.
Parker's hot?
I
mean, he is a very handsome boy.
He's a pretty boy. In a not weird way. Okay. Where can people find you?
Call Me England on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah. Why is he so talkative? And then you can find me at Alaire Thomas on Instagram. And I think at Alaire _Thomas on TikTok. Or maybe it's just at Alaire Thomas on TikTok.
Also, if you just want to find the exact clips and links to our episodes on YouTube, you can go directly to Yap and Strap Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. Parker says, I got a shit.
What is that him saying that he has to go to the bathroom?
He definitely has to
Thank
shit.
Thank you so much. We've been Yap and Strap. My name's Alaire Thomas. This is England. Good night.
We've been Yap and Strap, and I'm going to go strap now. Good night.